presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
September 30th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Crude oil Q4 technical forecast. How high can it go? Crude oil technical analysis shows Q4 could take prices towards the $100 mark but remain around overbought levels, which could limit upside.
New York Times Business.
September 30th, 8 o'clock America, New York. Pandemic relief funding for childcare is ending. What now? More than 80% of licensed childcare providers in the United States received the grants, which they used to pay bills and raise wages for staff. Copyright Ian Wilms for the New York Times. Businesses lose $23 billion a year in productivity because of a childcare shortage, according to one estimate.
Marginal Revolution.
September 30th, 7:34 America, New York. The PayPal stablecoin. PayPal customers can now transact in PayPal USD, a crypto stablecoin tied to the dollar. So which type of PayPal dollar, regular or crypto, is safer to hold? Surprisingly, the crypto dollar is backed by safer assets, gives you better rights in the event of a bankruptcy, and is more transparent.
Global economy.
September 30th, 7:20 America, New York. Extreme weather hits lovers of sweet treats in the pocket. Prices of sugar and chocolate are rising steeply as heat and reduced rainfall disrupt supply.
New York Times Business.
September 30th, 5:01 America, New York. The Harvard professor and the bloggers. When Francesca Gino, a rising academic star, was accused of falsifying data about how to stop dishonesty, it didn't just torch her career. It inflamed a crisis in behavioral science. Copyright. Illustration by Anthony Geraci. Image via TEDx Talks, YouTube.
Marginal Revolution.
September 30th, 0:55 America, New York. Winnie and Nelson, Portrait of a Marriage. Have you ever visited a bookshop and noticed that a cover caught your attention in just the right way? But then you say, nah, I don't want to read a book right now on that topic. But then you crack open the book and read a short amount, and the quality of the work catches your attention all the more? And then you buy the book? New York Times Business.
September 30th, 0:26 America, New York. China Evergrande's problems are only getting worse. The Chinese property developer's efforts to restructure more than $300 billion in debt are being complicated by criminal investigations into current and former executives. Copyright. Agence France Presse. Getty Images. A housing complex in Wuhan that was being built by China Evergrande. Global economy.
September 29th, 2300 America, New York. New EU trade rules could snarl in Ireland supply chains, companies warn. Windsor framework was meant to reduce paperwork, but businesses are worried ahead of rules coming into effect on Sunday.
New York Times Business.
September 29th, 1942 America, New York. Toys R Us plans new flagship stores. WHP Global, the parent company of Toys R Us, said on Friday it would open up to 24 flagship stores starting next year, along with shops in airport and cruise ships. Copyright. Gina Moon for the New York Times. A Toys R Us in New York in 2018.
New York Times Business.
September 29th, 1929 America, New York. IRS contractor charged with leaking tax returns. The federal charges are said to involve disclosure of tax information from Donald Trump and other wealthy taxpayers. Copyright. Stefani Reynolds for the New York Times. Charles Edward Littlejohn, a contractor of the IRS, has been charged with leaking tax returns.
BBC News Business.
September 29th, 1918 America, New York. Train strikes set to cause travel disruption. SLEF union members will walk out in a long-running dispute over pay and conditions. New York Times Business.
September 29th, 1519 America, New York. Hyundai and Kia recall 3.4 million cars, telling drivers to park outside. Auto safety regulators are concerned about possible fires caused by brake fluid leaks. Copyright. Adam Davis, EPA, via Shutterstock. Kia and Hyundai have recalled nearly 3.4 million cars in the United States and another 600,000 in Canada because of a fire risk.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. September 29th, 1516 America, New York. What's wrong with macro? In my previous post, I looked at the development of modern macroeconomics. Several commenters responded by discussing what they thought was wrong with macro. Here I'll put in my own two cents, and then explain how my views relate to those of my commenters.
New York Times Business.
September 29, 1513 America, New York, Robert Day, financier and philanthropist, dies at 79. An heir to an oil fortune, he built his own empire with TCW Group and was an influential California donor, including to his alma mater, Claremont McKenna College. Copyright. Brian van der Brugge, Los Angeles Times, via Getty Images. Robert Day in 2007.